Hello and welcome to Nourish. My name is Kasia and I'm an entrepreneur, longtime meditator, and student of Chinese medicine. On this podcast, I share the stories and tools from type A high achievers who have discovered that elusive state of balance between success and inner connection, purpose, and awareness. Think yin and yang in flow. Because hustling without balance just leads to burnout. My hope is that this podcast offers you inspiration and tools to help you cultivate your best life. Now let's jump into it. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Nourish. I'm your host, Kasia, and today I have a very unique, special, and frankly terrifying episode for you. It is a solo podcast with me. It's the first time I'm doing this, and quite honestly, I struggled a bit with the decision to come on here and share. Judgments such as, would people find this interesting? What will people think about the vulnerability that I plan to be sharing with you today and what I'm putting out here. But ultimately, I decided that this choice was really a living, breathing step in the direction of my 2023 intention and declaration, which is that I hold the hand of the one who is absolutely terrified and walk towards my truest self. And so it is from that place of my authentic, truest self that I share this. And so here we are. So this might be the point where you are wondering, Kasia, WTF is the declaration and what mambo jumbo are you spewing? And don't worry, I will absolutely get there. But first, I wanted to share some context. I am fresh off of a long retreat, a week-long retreat at Esalen, which is in beautiful Big Sur. It is isolated, service-free. It's a retreat destination, no service and minimal Wi-Fi. The space was absolutely beautiful. I'm talking hot springs that line the Pacific coast, nourishing farm-to-table food, and open-minded, welcoming people. Coming here was a very special 34th birthday gift from my fiance, Zach. And I've actually been dreaming of returning here for about 6 years. The last time I was here was the weekend before the biggest relationship breakup that I've ever experienced. And so this was really a full circle moment for me. So the theme for this week was Awake in the New Year. And it was a beautiful retreat. This retreat was held by Deborah Eden Toll, who is an author, Zen Buddhist teacher. She lived in a monastery for over 7 years and a spiritual leader. She was a recent guest on my podcast, which I'll hyperlink below. And after speaking with her and learning how she shared her own perspective on the possibility of being able to live an interconnected life, a life where that yin, the yin restorative spirituality, connection energy can live and flow with that yang energy, that ambition, productivity, and go energy that at least I can say I am all too familiar with, and frankly, probably skewing in imbalance there. And so this really spoke to me, imagining this yin and yang in flow and bringing your whole self to every aspect of your life. And I just knew I needed to be there. So as many of you know, I'm a type A mindful individual, aka I meditate, but 9 out of 10 times I'm latched firmly in my mind, hustling, worrying, planning, making things happen, achieving. I'm really driven by this never-ending need to accomplish. And I'm guessing that for many of you, this likely might sound familiar. And although I can definitely see that this part of me and this pull and the desire that I have comes authentically from within my heart, if I'm truly being honest, I also know that a lot of this is driven from my ego. And from a feeling of not enoughness. It's as though I'm in a way running from something, like I'm always doing and achieving in order to prove something to someone, somewhere, maybe myself, that I am worthy enough. And this kind of energy, this energy without rest, has led many a times to burnout in my life. And it also has led me to feeling like I'm living a double life. The life of the girl who shows up, makes it happen, you know, organize the TEDx events, ship the software, but then I would come home exhausted. And I would make time for that yin energy 1 week out of the year, rejuvenating at a yoga retreat, connecting with myself, but feeling like I had to leave that part of me behind when I had to come back to the office. And I really want both parts to coexist. And that is ultimately the mission and vision behind this podcast. This is my exploration. And when I spoke with Eden and when she shared her perspective on how this coexistence is possible, I felt so deeply ready to tap into that. So the theme of this workshop culminated with the setting of conscious goals. And as a goal setter since the age of 19, shout out to Brian Tracy, his book on goals, I was really excited about this. I came in trying to surrender all expectations, but if I'm being truly honest here, some type A-ness came into play. And I definitely had a goal. I had a goal as much as I tried to let go of it. I wanted career clarity. And I'm not sure how many of you know this or resonate, but I, for many years, have felt this strong pull to create something from my heart. I've worked as a product manager in tech for 10 years, leading teams that build software at many large corporations and also at several small startups. But I keep having this feeling that there is something more that I want to create. I've also witnessed as an employee myself firsthand that there are many examples of things that just don't fully resonate with me in company culture, from things like wasted time on politics, wasted resources, inauthenticity, lack mentality, and that sense of competition versus collaboration amongst teams. And I really want to imagine a different kind of organization and be a part of creating change in how we work, not just the way that we produce and create, which I have a lot of thoughts on ways to improve that as well, but also really around how can we imagine an organization where people can come together authentically and collectively and show up as their best selves, do their best work, and really make that magic happen. I've witnessed it several times over the course of my career when I was leading people, but I really would love to see that as at a greater scale. So my kind of need for career clarity has been my Achilles heel for some time. I feel really blocked around accessing what it is that I'm meant to be doing. I've climbed the ladder. I've achieved a lot of financial and like position goals in my career, but I've come to recognize that I'm feeling extremely blocked around this unknown, self-initiated next step. It was, you know, it's almost as though there's this part of me that the second that I see a vision, an idea, this potential comes through, I immediately get slapped by this really nasty voice popping in saying, "You can't," with about 100 reasons as to why this would fail, why I'm not the right person to pursue this. A feeling of extreme imposter syndrome comes up, and it's not really very nice if I'm being honest with myself. And so I arrive on day one to this retreat with expectations, really a subtle or not so subtle desire to let go of this. But I'm also trying to show up and tap into that mindful side to release any of these expectations. Now, before I dive into what came up, I want to share the flow of the workshop, which was really unique. First of all, One, it is rooted in mindfulness. So instead of focusing just on the product or the end goal, which I find a lot of goals, frankly, and resolutions are, we focused first and foremost on how to tap into our own inner voice in the present moment. The second thing is, this workshop was not an isolated experience, which I do feel like a lot of the time resolutions can feel very isolating. We practiced a lot of mindful communication. So communicating with a group was a key part of the workshop. I only realized in reflecting now how deeply nourishing that was. I know I have an episode on this podcast where I share about the Optimist Collective, which is a conscious community in San Francisco that organizes and hosts local events in an effort to help connect people. But I cannot emphasize deeply enough how profoundly healing the experience of being witnessed and witnessing others speak their deepest truths can be. Like, there is such power in vulnerability. Not to quote Brené Brown, but if you haven't seen her TED Talk, definitely go do so. And then the last thing that I'll mention is that this retreat was pretty much off the grid. Minimal Wi-Fi, no cell reception, and disconnecting from that constant stream of noise that I've been ingesting really allowed a softer inner voice to flourish. That voice isn't very loud right now, but I definitely witnessed that. And it's interesting because I've always thought that I have pretty strong boundaries with technology, but that ratio of consumption to creation in my life definitely skews towards consumption. So a core part of the workshop included investigating and identifying our limiting beliefs, what is our heart's desire, and what would we need to let go of to really move towards that heart's desire. And at first I struggled with identifying my own limiting belief. I had been journaling on this for a while, and what kept coming up for me was this feeling of I can't. But it was so confusing because my limiting belief is I can't. As I kind of explored this further, I looked at my heart's desire and I saw the thing that came up for me time and time again was consistently freedom. And when I looked at what I had to let go of in order to move towards that, self-hatred came up. Now, obviously, this is very deep stuff, very vulnerable to share. I've integrated a bit since the retreat, but I just have to call out that as I was going through this experience, this all felt so separate. I mean, I am free. I have choices. But it was only as I actually heard others speak that I had this moment where my perspective completely shifted. And I realized that what was really the root limiting belief was this sense that it is not safe for me to be myself, that there is something fundamentally wrong with me. And if I show up trusting my instincts, trusting my body, trusting that inner voice, it is not safe. Which then, of course, makes sense because what do I really want, right? What is my heart's desire? To be free, to be me. And then what do I need to let go of? Those negative voices that keep me small, the negative self-talk that sounds nasty, but is really trying to protect me. Whew. It's a lot. This hit me like a ton of bricks. I have been practicing other work with some similar journaling prompts for months, and I've always seen that a core value of mine is freedom, but it wasn't until last week that I realized that I am so colluding and kind of supporting my own limiting belief and restricting my own freedom. And that was a revelation. Let me share an example. So I previously worked in an environment where I was dealing with a toxic person who was really, really cruel. I'm talking cry yourself to sleep kind of toxic. But I felt so terrified to speak up. Could I have gone to my manager and requested a switch? Could I have set stronger boundaries? Absolutely. But I was so scared. I was so scared to honor that voice within me that was saying, this is not right. Like, this environment is not supportive to me. And I was so scared that if I did that I would lose my job, I would be seen as incompetent, I would be rejected in some way, that I was unable to navigate this challenge, that I would lose out on a promotion. And so instead of doing what is true for me, which is just frankly being like, look, this person, this is like an abusive work relationship. Instead of doing that, I invalidated that feeling. I convinced myself that I was wrong. I was wrong. And that I couldn't trust my instincts and my feelings. And this percolates across so many aspects of my life. If I really think about it, when I think about my body, how many years have I spent contorting my body with workouts that I feel I should be doing, even when I crave something that's lower impact or I crave rest? It's like the fear of trusting my body to be as it is just something that feels so embedded. What would it be like if I wasn't controlling every inch, every pound, right? Like if I could just let my body be and still feel content and beautiful with that. And then I think about relationships. How many times in the past, before Zach, have I ignored red flags and convinced myself that I was the emotional one? Versus maybe this just isn't the person for me, or this person isn't emotionally available. Or, you know, could I just accept that he wasn't treating me right and I should walk away? I just remember having so many internal conversations belittling my intuitive feelings about things and convincing myself I was wrong. Once I could see it, I really cannot unsee it. And so as we planned for 2023 goals, I really tried to unravel the places where control and restriction were coming into play. And it started with a declaration. So my current limiting belief, the belief that was coming up for me was, it is not safe for me to be myself. There's something wrong with me. And so my declaration, which I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, the compassionate antithesis of that was that I hold hands with the one who is terrified and courageously step towards my truest self. Just saying that out loud has so much oomph and vulnerability, but also juiciness that I absolutely cannot deny. And this really influenced how I wrote out my conscious goals for the new year, which was, by the way, at like 11:45 p.m. I focused on goals that would allow for this inner voice and those inner stirrings to come through. And it was weird because unlike prior goals that I've set, such as I am making X by X date, I am in this role, my goals this year had a deep uncertainty to them. It was as though rather than focusing on the product, I am now optimizing for the process. And this is something that Eden has said so many times in her episode. And so really being able to like tap into how that translates was profound for me. So an example, I cultivate the space needed to allow my inner voice to speak. I courageously choose to set boundaries and protect and honor that voice. Do you see and feel the difference? I mean, even when I say it out loud, there is, you know, in my body a bit of like lightness, but also stickiness. And I will admit that when I wrote out all of my goals, and I have about 11 at 11:45, I read these to Zach, who happened to love them, and I literally nearly had a meltdown. But what will I do, Zach? Like, what is my action? I just remember fixating on, okay, like these goals sound great, these intentions sound true and aligned, but there was like this fuzziness that I felt so uncomfortable with. Which brings me full circle, which is that I feel like this year I'm really choosing to lean into that space of, quote, luminous darkness, which is that fertile place that Eden talked about on the episode of the unknown. It is a yin space versus a yang space, and it doesn't feel as cut and dry as the action-driven space that I was in before. But I've come to recognize that a lot of what I was doing up until this point was forcing an outcome, forcing a product, without really considering, is this outcome for me? And a strong parallel actually came through for me as I think about this more deeply. And I think back to when I was single before I met Zach. I remember being on this mission to find my guy. I had listed out all the qualities I knew to a T. I literally had like a 2-page list of what I wanted. Teaser, by the way, Zach is literally everything on that list. But let me talk about the process, because it was a whole lot of forcing. I was a dating machine, dating apps galore, a date a night. I was freaking exhausted. And I also remember doing a lot of like talking myself out of red flags and going through up and down heartbreak. It was an emotional roller coaster and a lot of anxiety around like showing up as myself. An exhausting process. And in the end, I met Zach in person at the office, which was the one place that I had once announced that I would never date anyone from here. And I met him right after a horrible breakup where I decided that I don't care if I end up single for the rest of my life. I simply will not tolerate that kind of behavior again. And it was like, once I surrendered to just being in that space of, I'm not going to force the outcome. I'm just going to, especially for things like this, just allow things to show up and be, I met him. I met him a month later and he's my soulmate. Done. So my friends, I hope this story resonated with those of you who could use some support. I hope that just like the vulnerable stories that I heard this week, just like they hit my soul, I hope these might hit yours as well. Especially if you're in a place of uncertainty, of luminous darkness. Thank you, Eden. Whether it be in dating, in career, or in anything this year, I'll be exploring this space and I invite you to as well. And finally, I want to give a special shout out that for those of you who are looking to bring some play and creativity to envisioning what authentically calls to you, on January 15th, my dear friend and integrative health practitioner Kelly and I are hosting a vision boarding workshop. This is a workshop for those of you who want to start to explore visually what stirs at your heartstrings. And this is an annual gift that we've been doing for a few years now. I'll link the details in the description. I hope to see you there. And thanks everyone for tuning in. Let me know what you think of this conversation, this kind of episode. And for those of you who tuned in to the end, thank you so much for hearing my story. And I cannot wait to hear from you what your 2023 intentions are looking like. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Nourish. If you enjoyed this conversation, please consider leaving a review or sharing it with a friend. Reviews really help this podcast grow and reach a larger audience, and I'm so grateful for that. I publish new episodes twice a month, so hit the subscribe button to be notified. See you next time.